Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I recently had a birthday. There, I said it. I am 1 year older. One more revolution around the sun, another mile on the odometer. 1 year closer to Methuselah. Achievement unlocked. I leveled up. Or did I? Maybe it's the post-2020 funk. Maybe it's the fact that I'm now in an uncomfortably close striking distance to being considered middle-aged. But this year really got me in a reflective mood, both on the journey that got me here and the path ahead. One of my favorite movie quotes related to age is from Raiders of the Lost Ark. "It's not the years, honey, it's the mileage." I feel like that encompassed so much of my early adult experience until now. Whether that was being told I wasn't experienced enough for the job I wanted, not old enough for a promotion, or too new of a Christian, read, didn't grow up in the church, to have any sort of leadership position, even in children's ministry, even though I arguably had more experience caring for children than the person doing the leading, I feel like my early adulthood was spent hearing no more times than I could count, for no reason other than my chronological age. I was once told that parenting my kids with chronic health problems who can't seem to keep themselves out of the ER while I was in a high-stress job at the same time would be so much easier for me than the stay-at-home mom in her 40s with healthy kids and parents who live just down the street, because I happened to have kids earlier in life than she did. I was even told once that I was too young to know Monty Python, to which I say, neat. And yes, the Bible says to respect your elders in many places, but then there's this little gem Paul drops in 1 Timothy 4:12. "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Now, we don't know exactly how young Timothy was when Paul wrote this to him, but we know that he was young enough to have gotten flack for being considered too young to be in church leadership. Paul wrote this to remind him that he was in that position because of his spiritual maturity and knowledge, not his age. In other words, different people encounter different amounts of experience gaining challenges over a given period of time, and that XP should be recognized for what it represents. Yes, generally experience comes with age, but I have seen kids master concepts on intellectual, emotional, and spiritual levels that a lot of adults struggle with, for no other reason than because of their background and because someone gave them half a chance to prove themselves. I've also learned things from my kids that I thought I never would, because I realized that they had sunk more XP into that area than I had, and I needed to humble myself and learn if I wanted to connect with them. And through all of this, I've realized that while I desperately wished for a Paul in my youth, now that I have the benefit of years, God has answered that prayer by allowing me to be a Paul to others. So for the Timothys out there, know that I am praying you find your Paul. And remember that challenges are just packets of experience that will level you up quicker. And for those of you a little longer in the tooth, remember that you may have played the game longer, but that new face in front of you might be a level 15 paladin. And their encounter with you might just help them change alignment. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.